And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is disbelief. All of my guests are discussing ideas that we may not believe. My next guest is a marketing and public relations expert. He has a painless 30-minute per day way to grow your business, grow your publicity. We'll discuss his 30-minute PR system. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Mark Hardy is CEO of Main Topic Media Incorporated, a strategic marketing and consultancy training company. Mark and Main Topic have trained tens of thousands of people and hundreds of businesses on how to attract, convert, and sustainable, targeted, ready-to-buy traffic to their websites. Mark's breakthrough PR traffic course and system has been sold in over 23 countries and on every continent except Antarctica. Mark is also the author of Strategic Traffic, 21 Time-Tested Traffic Methods at $0 Ad Cost. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting me, Billy the Brain.
Well, thank you for being a guest. I always love to talk to subject matter experts about the area that they are a subject matter expert in. And you're a big, big proponent of public relations. But the buzzword in the past decade has been social media, however. So how have social media and social marketing affected PR, Mark?
Well, that's a great question, because a lot of times I see very inflammatory headlines. Is PR dead? Is the press release dead? And you know, my answer, I think, surprises a lot of people, because I say, well, you know, some PR deserves to die.
Well, what do you mean by that? I mean, that's interesting.
Well, I think a lot of it's lazy. I mean, I think a lot of it is, we're going to make an announcement. Well, there's been just an overwhelm of information. I mean, these days, the challenge is not creating content. The challenge is creating engaging content. So you have to think a little bit more creatively, a little bit more out of the box with whatever you're going to be doing, whether it's PR or social media. The good news, and especially for people like me that, you know, that work in PR and that educate people about PR, is that you can have an amazing success story with PR with absolutely no media coverage. And again, that also surprises people.
That does. Now, that's a very interesting. How can one have great success in PR without any media coverage at all?
And that is, the simple answer is, you're actually reaching your target audience directly. So think about this for a minute. In the old days, the media, and of course, you know, I consider you, Billy the Brain, in the media, you
would
decide what is news. And, you know, if you decided, hey, this isn't news, then your business got absolutely no exposure. With online PR, let's take, for example, you do an online press release.
Right.
You can target it to certain industries. So you can really kind of zero in on exactly who you're trying to reach. The good news is, and I've seen this happen a lot of times, where you'll do an online press release and then maybe days, weeks, or months later, you'll actually get media coverage because, I mean, what do the media do when they are researching a story?
Well, they
do the same thing we do. They go online, they type in a keyword, and if you have followed some of my tips and optimize your press release, then you may be able to get some follow-up media coverage. So that's kind of the dynamic, and that's what's exciting for me. And then there are also other things that you can tie in. A lot of people don't know that you can embed a video in a press release.
Now, that's interesting. All right. That's a new piece of technology. But let me stop you right there, Mark Hardy, and ask a question. I mean, a lot of contact is being made now by social media. It's about creating buzz through your social media sites. So why bother with PR at all?
Excellent question, and I get that asked a lot. And I think number one is credibility, and and also the staying power. So much happens so quickly with social media. It's very ephemeral. You know, I mean, in terms of like, somebody tweets something and there's such an overwhelming amount of tweets, it's gone in, you know, a blink of an eye. PR is seen and perceived as a very credible medium that companies use to communicate about their business. And PR has been around for 106 years, so that's the other thing, too. I mean, what I ask people is, like, remember when MySpace was all the rage?
Right.
Like, Don't hear too much about that now.
No. No, you don't, because it's lost its relevance. And that's the other thing about social media. Will social media be around 10 years from now or even 2 years from now? It's hard to say. We're talking to Mark Hardy. He is giving us a tutorial, his 30-minute PR program. We're talking about public relations in the internet age. And Mark, coming back to this whole thing about press releases. So is PR, traditional press releases and public relations, is it still relevant today?
Yes, yes it is, and it's relevant for a couple reasons. Number one is that, again, as I mentioned before, the credibility factor. I mean, if you're considering PR, publicity versus advertising, I've seen statistics that say that PR and publicity is 7 times more credible than advertising. So that's kind of a nice foundation in which you can build your message. And number two is, you know, some things I touched on before are all the new ways that you can get your message in front of new audiences online. You know, when you send out an online press release, it's distributed to hundreds, even thousands of other websites. And for somebody or a business who needs accelerated visibility, that's a great way to kind of level the playing field and get out there with their message.
Okay, that makes some sense. Well, talk to me about some of the non-traditional ways of getting the message out there. You talked about online press releases. Tell me more about that, because there's so many online press release sources, the free ones, the charge ones, et cetera, et cetera. How do you choose which one to go?
And that's a great question. I actually developed a product where I analyzed over 175 different PR sites. And it is overwhelming, and that's probably the biggest question I get asked is, well, you know, I've got all these different choices, where do I send it? My answer is, you know, it depends on exactly, A, who you're trying to reach, and B, your budget. So, you know, I mean, you can use something like a PR newswire, but understand that that's going to cost you, you know, upwards of $400. And you may be wasting that because maybe you don't need, you know, national coverage. Maybe you need just coverage within your local area.
All right, Mark, but then talk to me about PR Web, for example, as a paid service. Now, that reaches all the media. Do the media still check that today, or are they looking at other places for their news sources?
They still check it today. However, I've tested. See, that's the other thing, too, is I like to test different PR sites, and I test different, you know, I send out press releases different times of the day, different days of the week, and I test different things with headlines. And so, you know, what I would encourage people to say is try something at least a couple times, because you may say, well, I didn't get that good a response, but, you know, just a one-off is not a really an adequate test. Now, I probably have done more press releases with PR Web than any other press release site.
Okay.
And I like it more for the SEO side, for the search engine friendliness side, than I do for, hey, can I get media coverage side.
Well, talk to me a little bit about that. What's the differentiation? What's the SEO side that you're referring to?
The SEO side is PR Web will send your press release out to all these different sites, and a lot of those sites will have a link pointing back to your site. So part of search engine performance is who's linking back to you, because that tells, you know, search engine sites like Google, hey, this site's important, so we're going to rank it higher. So PR Web has done a really good job with their software and their technology in getting those sites and those links. So that's one of the reasons that I like it.
All right. That's a good. Are there any other of the 175 PR sites that you have tested and worked with? Are there any others that sort of float to the top? You know how cream rises to the top. Are there any other names that you can share with us?
Absolutely. And this is one where, you know, you can go to PR Web and I like PR Web. Say you want to include a video. You know, I mentioned that before.
Right.
Well, in that package, it will cost you $360. Well, I found a site where you can embed video for only $49.
Wow, great. What's the name of that site?
The name of the site is onlineprnews.com.
onlineprnews.com. All right. Now, this is, Mark, this is very interesting. We're talking to Mark Hardy, but talking about his 30-minute PR package and program that he's developed. So it sounds to me as though social media, online, and traditional PR are sort of merging into that. So what are the benefits of doing an integrated online PR / social media sort of marketing campaign?
There's several. Number one is, by doing an integrated campaign, you're going to reach more audiences, more diverse audiences, than if you just did the silo effect where you just said, okay, I'm just going to do social media. So number one, you're going to have broader reach. Number two is you're going to have more staying power. And that is because I mentioned online. You know, you send out a press release. A lot of times in the past, it's like here today, gone tomorrow. It's like, what do you use for yesterday's newspaper? You know, you line your birdcage or use it to train your puppy. Well, with online press releases, they live on the web forever. I mean, basically, they're, you know, if you do a search, you can find it. And in fact, I have a colleague who continues to get great results from a press release he did, like, you know, 8 months ago.
Wow.
So you're getting that staying power. The other thing is that you're showing as a business and as a company that you are media savvy because you're integrating PR and social media, and it moves very quickly. And yet it doesn't take, you know, the whole reason I started 30-minute PR is to say do a little bit each day. Don't get intimidated. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't, you know, fall for the bright, shiny object, but make, you know, forward progress each day.
All right. That's good advice. We're talking to Mark Hardy. Now, Mark, I've heard something called a social media release. How is that? What is that, and how is that different than a, say, traditional press release?
It is different, and frankly, I think the people that started it had wished it had gotten more success than it may be one of these things that just takes a while to kind of creep into you know, kind of traditional business practice and marketing communications. Think of it this way. It's the difference of push versus pull. So, for example, when you do a press release with Pure Web, they're taking that press release and they're pushing it out via RSS feed. I'm not going to get into the technology. And hundreds and thousands of other sites pick it up. With a social media release, you're posting your content on websites that are more of a pull model, where they're building kind of a platform and a portal, and they're trying to attract traffic that way. So that, in a kind of a very high-level explanation, is the difference between the two.
All right. Now, that makes some sense. The big question that business people listening to the sound of our voice have, traditionally when it comes to PR, and in fact when it comes to advertising too, how do I measure the effectiveness of either the social media or the PR? Can you give us some tips there?
Yes. And the good news is, I mean, think about this. In the old days, say you were doing a press release, you wanted to get some newspaper coverage. You can measure really the failure or success very easily. Did they publish, some content or story about it? Great, that was successful. Was there nothing? Okay, not so successful. It didn't work. The beauty of where we are today with Web 2.0 is so much can be tracked online. So let's talk about Pure Web. I can go into my Pure Web dashboard and I can see how many viewed the release, how many downloaded the release, where is it showing up in certain keyword searches, where is it showing up in Google News, some of the other news search engines. So I get a lot of, the way I like to look at it is there are external and there are internal measures. So let me just kind of expand on that just for a second. External is what I just mentioned, the performance that you can view via whatever press release site you use. That's external. Internal is you can actually go into your own web stats. You know, did you get a bump in traffic? Did you drive that traffic to a certain page where you can measure conversion? You know, maybe it's a
some sort of a landing page,
a free report or something like that. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the ways you can measure metrics.
Got it. All right. Well, that makes sense, Mark. We're talking to Mark Hardy, who has his own 30-minute PR program that he has put together. And, Mark, this is intriguing, and there's more than we can actually get into in just this short amount of time, but you've probably piqued the interest of a lot of listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about your 30-minute PR program, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, thank you. The easiest is just go to my blog, which is 30minutepr.com. That's 30 minutepr.com. there's a lot of resources. I do a lot of kind of education and training. I try to get people to look at PR in a different way.
And that, again, the site is?
30MinutePR.com.
30MinutePR.com. We've been talking to Mark Hardy, who is the CEO of his own publicity company and the creator of 30-Minute PR. Mark, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.